This week's episode of PFW Chicago Football Podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate. Head to lootcrate.com/Shaw. Enter the promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W. You're going to get $3 off your first crate. It is the month of March. So what is the theme at Loot Crate? It is roar. That is what you hear in the distance. They are going primal at Loot Crate for some of the pop culture's most ferocious franchises. That means you're going to get items from Overwatch, Wolverine, Jurassic World, Predator, and more. Remember, you always get your monthly t-shirt and pin that comes in your Loot Crate. And if you use our promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W, at lootcrate.com/Shaw, you get $3 off your first crate. We are live or taped from Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. Let's talk some Bears. Coming to you from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, I am Kevin Fishbane. Welcome to PFW's Chicago Football Podcast on location from the Indiana Convention Center at the NFL Scouting Combine, where we talked to Ryan Pace and John Fox this week and a bunch of the top prospects for the NFL Draft at the end of April. Remember, you can check out all of those stories at ProFootballWeekly.com, at ProFootballWeekly.com/Bears. If you're following us online on Twitter at Bears_Insider, and then, of course, you can follow me at KFishbane for updates from the NFL Combine. Always a interesting place to be. It's the entire NFL world descends on Indianapolis, and we watch guys run 40-yard dashes and do bench presses and talk to the media, and we hear from GMs and head coaches, and we wonder how much of this really does matter when you boil it all down. So it is an important week, and a lot of interesting stuff comes out of here. But with free agency starting next week, you also got to take a lot of this stuff with a grain of salt. Of course, the Bears on the clock at number 3 in the draft, and on the clock to get a quarterback potentially next week when free agency begins, whether that is via a trade or if they go get somebody. The reports this week that they could be interested in Mike Glennon. We'll get into more of that stuff next week when they actually start making moves. But today, and for your weekend, I wanted to give you some insight from the Combine about what the Bears are thinking and doing, and kind of give you some thoughts on what you can glean from the Combine, some of the draft needs at quarterback, defensive back, and then, of course, we'll talk about Alshon Jeffrey, who was kind of the biggest part of the news of sorts that we did get from our chat with Bears general manager Ryan Pace. And to break it all down for you, I sat down with Moon Mullen from Comcast Sportsnet to chat about the latest from the Bears at the NFL Combine. Here at the NFL Combine with the man, the myth, the legend himself, John Moon Mullen from Comcast Sportsnet. Follow him on Twitter at CSN Moon Mullen. Moon, this is your second appearance on the podcast. Congratulations on being a friend of the program.
Do I get, a set of steak knives? Kevin Fishbane Memorial something.
You know, I actually have the stirrers for like a martini or something with a picture of me I got recently, so I can give you that.
Now you're scaring me. Are we done now?
We're done. We can move on to football. So we're here. We're sitting in the Indiana Convention Center at the NFL Combine. We're taping this on Friday. We have not heard from the quarterbacks yet, but obviously Moon, Bears, quarterbacks, same story for decades, but this year we know they're going to draft somebody. We're going to hear from Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Kizer, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes later. We're going to see them throw tomorrow. I thought it was interesting what Ryan Pace said about what you can take from the throwing session, the quick release. What do you take if you're going to see any of the stuff that they do today? What's going to be important to you from these quarterbacks?
You know, Fish, I'm not sure any of it matters to me that much. And again, ultimately, Pace and everyone else says go back to the tape. I still think the qualitative aspect of these guys is so. They all talk about the intangibles and how important. At this position, much more than left tackle, left guard, you want the guy who grabs the flag and says, follow me. You know, Ryan Pace refers to Drew Brees all the time, about how he lifted Purdue and then he lifted the Saints. So I'm much less concerned with all of those things. I won't say accuracy, which is important, but I would almost put greater stock in the interview. What is this guy like? You know, we've been around enough quarterbacks, Fish. I mean, you know, you can just tell, can't you? Some have it, some don't. Some you kind of can't wait to get out of the conversation. I'm sure they're different behind closed doors with teammates, but I'm not sure. I think teams have made too many mistakes by putting too much on the release and the footwork.
And it seems like Deshaun Watson, all these guys have seen strong intangibles. Yeah. Deshaun Watson might be the guy that lifts the program. Mm-hmm. Everyone says great things about his leadership. Pat Mahomes is that second-round guy who also has a lot of those qualities. But when you look at those interviews, we're going to be talking to these guys in the media. These guys are so trained now for this stuff, and they're trained for the team interviews. They're almost like robots. I want someone to be refreshing, but is there anything that we in the media, when these guys talk to us, is there anything you're going to be listening for from what these, you know, the way these guys answer questions, that you can tell anything about them?
You know, that's a great point, because what the guy that pops into mind, remember Cam Newton?
Yeah.
I mean, he came in the room and it was royalty, and it was almost like a Dion type. Again, not that this translates into anything at the NFL level, but you know he's not. No moment is going to be too big for this guy. And I would also, again, go into the qualitative stuff. If I'm the NFL guys, I want to watch this guy in those sessions, because especially if you're going to play in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, the major markets. I want to know if this guy's comfortable with the microphone, comfortable with uncomfortable questions, I think some of those are as amusing as any. You can remember a couple of guys have just gotten belligerent about questions, and it doesn't help their draft stock.
No, it certainly doesn't. And speaking of someone taking questions, we did get to talk to Ryan Pace this week, and Ryan acknowledged he doesn't like this press conference because, you know, he can't really tell us anything. Yeah, free agency starting next week. The draft smoke screens are starting.
But as if he's going to tell us a lot next week. Oh, Ryan.
That's true. That's very true. The Alshon stuff, I think that's the biggest story of the week with the Bears. You know, he's not getting the tag. He's going to go to free agency. My belief on this, Moon, has been a team is going to offer him stupid money. Mm-hmm. Mike Wallace a few years ago is maybe the closest comp, and he got a ton of money thrown at him from Miami. And I don't think the Bears are going to step into that realm when it comes to that kind of contract that he could get from another team. Where are you at with that? And then also, if you balance kind of things that Ryan said about Alshon.
Well, you know, Fish, I completely agree. And I think one thing that was real obvious, that Jeffrey, the last 2 years, has been on a prove-it basis. I mean, prove it that you're worth that major money. They already have shown they weren't willing to do it before last season when they had to use the tag, and I think they just bought themselves some time. Now, he had a decent year, but like you say, it would be stupid money. I mean, this guy caught 50 passes in 12 games. So
Two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, this is the opposite of, good old Anthony Carter, your buddy Ryan says, why'd you get rid of him? Well, all I did was score touchdowns. You know, this guy doesn't score touchdowns. I think that'll be exactly what'll happen. The market will be there, and all you need is he just needs one, or you need two teams that think they're bidding for him. But I think if they were that committed to and willing to spend that kind of money, they'd have done it last year.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, too, of some of the other things we could have gotten from Ryan Pace. One thing I thought was interesting is the way he talked about free agency. Mm-hmm. And he's been very calculated the past couple of years in what he's done. And you and I were talking earlier about we've never seen him with the quarterback being an option in free agency, so it's hard to calculate that. But the way he said something that really stuck with me, which was you can get over the guys you didn't sign, but you can't get over the ones you overpaid for. And I thought that was a very interesting statement from him.
I thought that was profound. I never thought of it quite that simply, but
like from a fortune cookie almost.
Right. Where Ryan goes to a Chinese restaurant to make his quarterback selection or something. I don't know. But no, I think that was a great comment, the way he summed it up. And I thought, well, it tells you the guy is never going to be rash. He may make a mistake, but it's not going to be impulsive. Which Alshon Jeffrey, that means you, that means the quarterback situation. But yeah, like we were talking before, I don't know him as a quarterback guy. He was a DN. He's used to hitting quarterbacks in college in Eastern Illinois. But yeah, we know a little more about him, what he thinks of offensive linemen or linebackers, but not quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think we know John Fox likes Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
And the way he responded to a question about that tells you, and we know that John Fox, the way he wants to run that offense, he wants a guy who's going to protect the football. That's John Fox. Certainly Ryan Pace, he talks about durability a lot. He talks about things that Jay Cutler isn't. He talks about decision-making. So, you know, I think, too, when we're trying to figure out what are they going to do at quarterback, what are they going to do in free agency, you're right, we haven't seen Ryan do this, but they have so much salary cap space. They're going to have even more when they cut Jay Jay Cutler, you know. And then if they do anything with Eddie Royal, Lamar Houston, and they have a lot of needs. I mean, this is a time for him to be aggressive. How do you see him balancing, Ryan Pace, that is, the in his mind not wanting to be too risky, but knowing, I mean, it's not like he can get an unlimited amount of years as a general manager.
Right, and, you know, the sense is that, you know, and that's a great backdrop. You mentioned you're not on a there's a time limit here, or you have a shelf life, if you want to call it that. I don't know. Ryan Pace and John Fox are not, I wouldn't put them on the bubble, because if they show improvement, and for after three wins, you could fall down and do better than that. They did fall down. But I, you know, the one thing, and you not to change subject, but quickly, do you get a little feeling, Fish, that, as you mentioned, what Fox talked about with Hoyer, and now knowing that, you know, they're interested, and the interest appears to be more in Mike Glennon first. I had this vague first little whiff. Are the head coach and the GM seeing this exactly the same way? Because I'm thinking Fox wants Hoyer. Yeah. He volunteered how much he likes him. And now if you're going out and getting a guy, let's say like Mike Glennon, like, really?
Well, I think John Fox is somebody. Look what he did in Carolina with Jake DeLome. Mm-hmm. Look what he did in Denver with Tim Tebow.
Good point.
Now, granted, he had Peyton, and they did pretty darn good there. Mm-hmm. So I think John Fox is somebody who believes enough in his abilities and Vic Fangio's abilities that he doesn't might not think he needs an elite quarterback. I hate using that word elite, mm-hmm. but and he'd get away with a Brian Hoyer as long as he protects the football. But, you know, and I like Brian Hoyer, and I thought he was fine. Mm-hmm. But let's remember, they lost to Indianapolis in a game they probably should have won. They lost to Jacksonville in a game they had many opportunities mm-hmm. to score points. The guy just didn't deliver in the red zone like you need. And not to say Cutler necessarily did either. But I think that's going to be interesting because, and I asked John Fox about his history. He's never been on a team that's drafted a quarterback in the first round. The only time he's been a part of a team that drafted a quarterback earlier was Jimmy Clausen.
He didn't see him.
He said he never scouted him. But also, and I think it was Patrick Finley wrote about this, John Fox also kind of saw the writing on the wall probably that year in Carolina with everything that had been going on there. So this is a guy that's not, you know, if the Bears draft Mitch Trubisky or Watson or Kizer, it's going to be completely new territory for someone who's mm-hmm. been an NFL coach for a long time. And Ryan Pace's only quarterback comparison really for greatness is Drew Brees, as you mentioned. There's no Drew Brees in the market either. So this is really new territory for both these guys.
And if there is a Drew Brees, maybe that's the fun if we want to do a sub-draft. Let's pick the guy after the first round who really turns out to be good. I mean, I think we can, let's say out of Trubisky, Kizer, and Watson, one of those three is going to be a bust. Just based on the stats of it,
right.
I think more intriguing is who's going to be that. Who's going to be the Russell Wilson?
I think Pat Mahomes is already becoming that guy amongst the media. Certainly, they fall in love, and there's a lot to like about Pat Mahomes. It's a lot of questions too. Nathan Peterman's another one,
yes.
But you're right. Everyone's looking for the Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and that's the
they're hard to find.
Yeah, it's so funny. Every Super Bowl, you look at the two teams. You know, that'll be the Patriots and the Steelers. You got to have a number one. You got to hit on a number one. And then when they're not now, there's Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. So you know you don't have to draft a quarterback. So yeah, I think you make a great point, Fish, about the bigger picture is what does John Fox thinks he needs to run his system, both offensive and defensive. It's almost like what concept are you looking for. He's not looking for Jay Cutler. And getting back to the, what are they looking for? You had the guy who checked all the physical boxes, the arm strength, the mobility, the speed, the boom, this and that, the athleticism, who didn't check the character box, or I won't say character, but the leadership box. So, you know, I think, and that is the kind of guy that Fox is looking for. You do hope that both Pace and Fox are looking at this through the same set of glasses.
A few more here with Moon Mullen, and we're at the combine, so is there any drill with a position, whether it's a 40 for the receivers or a bench press for the offense, is there any or some of the on-field drills that you do like to watch, you do are interested in the, whether it's a measurable, you are interested in the numbers, or are you interested in watching this, or do you know that film don't lie and the interviews are also important?
Yeah, I think the film, I honestly, I find some, they're amusing. I mean, let's face it, we all want to see.
Underwear Olympics.
Yeah, the Underwear Olympics. And you and I look good, I think, by the way. I'm sorry people can't see us now. That was a joke.
Good radio.
Yeah. I mean, I think we enjoy the 40 dash. You know, let's see if somebody can break Deion's record or Chris Johnson or somebody. But I find some of them really fascinating, like the bench press. Remember coming out when they drafted Pat O'Donnell,
yep.
Will Ferguson, or Will Sutton, Eagle Ferguson. And Pat O'Donnell was a punter and had more bench press reps than either of these two D linemen, who weren't stiffs, I mean, as bench pressers. So there's almost like those are the sort of amusing.
Yeah.
And I think what we've seen here at Indianapolis this year is them, the NFL, opening this up so much to fans. I mean, it's almost like it's a theater. You know, it's literally a theater around the bench press.
They're actually, as we speak, there's a coin toss going on for the Eagles and Colts to see who gets the 14th or 15th pick because they tied. And they have opened the coin toss for the fans, and the fans have moved to go see the coin toss.
You know, welcome to the NFL.
Welcome. I mean, I applaud genius. That is marketing. And I was talking to Butch Hobson from Cincinnati and remembering when we started, again, not to sound like it was not this way in the old days, but when there were 10 or 15 of us in the railroad station, Holiday Inn, and the league didn't want you there, to what this has become. And I think it's just, you know, we can talk about commercial, whatever, but the reality is the NFL is putting its product on the front pages of sports pages and TV news broadcasts 3 weeks after its marquee event is gone. Their right. season's over, and they're still on the front. I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, we're in the entertainment business. They're doing a heck of a job of selling entertainment.
And as long as they don't ever let the reporters do the underwear Olympics, I think we're okay.
That's the TMI portion of the combine, yes.
So I'll wrap up with this. On Sunday, the cornerbacks and safeties will talk to the media. They'll do their drills, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. Corner and safety, huge needs for the Bears. We got two potential all-pro safeties in Malik Hooker, Jamal Adams. A lot of really good corners in this draft. You put on your Ryan Pace hat here. And now, again, free agency could completely change this, depending on what they do there, if they go after an A.J. Bouye, Stephon Gilmore, Tony Jefferson. How do you rank those needs? And then are those positions, which usually don't go number three overall, you know, do you think they can maybe do that because of the need there?
Yeah, I really don't know what they think of, let's say, the corner. To me, corner is the position you could draft number three. If you knew you were getting Deion, take them, you know, or any of a number of elite corners. Safety, not quite so much, unless you're telling me you're going to get Ronnie Lott, and I didn't see him on the list. But you kind of paraphrase the quarterback situation. You want somebody who lifts everybody else. Well, the cornerback can do that. A safety who can both cover and support the run. They can make the front seven better, which I think is the kind of guy you're looking for, a true impact player. So they're available. I think the depth of this draft, the funny question if you're Ryan Pace is there one of them that's worth, let's say even if he trades down to 10, would you then take the safety, Adams, or somebody like that? Or, as people have said, the draft is so deep, I can wait till the second round and maybe I'll get Charles Tillman. So I think this is going to be interesting, very interesting to see what Pace, how they evaluate their guys vis-a-vis the needs. Yeah.
And the beauty of this, well, next week, March 9th, March 10th, we might have a better idea what the Bears need, and this podcast will render moot.
Well, and Ryan Pace will be telling us everything that he couldn't tell us the other day. He promised, right? I can tell you a lot more next week. Oh, yeah, right.
There you go.
Comcast SportsNet's John Moon Mullen. Follow him on Twitter at CSN Moon Mullen. Moon, thank you for the time from the media spot at the Combine where the fastest 40s are watching reporters go get brownies.
That's right. Free food? I'm on. Wait, go, boom.
Yeah. So that's what we could all agree on here. So we'll have more from the Combine, of course. Check out all of our work at profootballweekly.com/bears. Again, a big thank you to Moon Mullen, and hopefully our audio is okay for this show today. Again, we are in the hallway at the NFL Scouting Combine. Don't have our beautiful studio down here, but it was a good place to chat and give you guys an update on what's going on with the Chicago Bears this weekend. And we got lots of stories on our website. We got stories on Ryan Pace, what he said about Alshon Jeffrey. He also gave some kind of medical updates on Kyle Long and Kevin White. Hub's got a column about Ryan Pace's philosophy. You know that Ryan is still focused on the long term with this team. He wants wants to turn the Bears into a perennial contender. What that means for what he does in free agency, we'll see. And Hub also has a column, will the Bears or 49ers or Browns have the guts to take a quarterback number three overall? I will actually be watching the quarterback throwing sessions on Saturday morning. We'll have more for you on that on our website. Also, we'll have stories on Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kaiser. Also, some local guys who are here, Kenny Galladay from St. Rita in Northern Illinois. We also have Drake Sauber, a tight end from Drake University and Hoffman Estates High School. So kind of cool to get to see the local players who are here, and also tons of other stories on our site from all of the players and GMs and head coaches who chatted with us here at the NFL Combine. So that will do it for this week's program. Thank you for listening. Again, check out all of our stuff at profootballweekly.com/Bears and follow it all on Twitter at Bears_insider. We have a big, big week ahead, March 9th, 3 p.m. Central Time. The fun begins, free agency trades. What will the Bears do at quarterback? What will they do with Alshon Jeffrey? Who will they bring in? We'll know a lot more next week, so stay tuned. More Bears talk coming at you soon.